أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. This ayat we have read already, and in which outwardly it appears that there is no benefit in inviting non-believers towards Islam. Allah Ta'ala says they are not going to believe. But as explained, we cannot take one ayat only out of context. We have to look at the whole Quran Sharif, and from there we learn that it was the duty of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, every Nabi and the whole Ummah also, to invite people towards Islam. And we will get our sawab. Those who believe and accept, they will also get their jannat and their sawab. And this is in the knowledge of Allah, that Allah knows who is going to bring iman, who is not going to bring. But our duty is that we have to keep on giving the invitation in all the forms. Further, Allah reward the ulama that they have explained, as they have explained iman also in detail, what is iman, and we did try and go through that also briefly. Ya kufr, the opposite of iman, they have also explained. So some ulama have made the definition of iman that a person denies all the necessities of deen which a person has to bring iman on, which are briefly in iman mufassal. آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله, to bring iman and all that. So if a person denies any or all of that, then he is a non-believer. However, other ulama have given a more comprehensive definition of kufr, of disbelief, that it is not only to deny, but if a person does not attest, a person does not witness, a person does not accept any of the necessities of deen, then that is also kufr. Not only that a person denies, but that a person, he might deny, he keeps quiet, we don't know what his position is. A person has to say, I believe in Allah and all the necessities of deen also. That is a more comprehensive definition of kufr. And this is all necessary for us to know, that we know the status of our iman. And before we will be tested at the time of maut and in the qabr, we must make sure that our iman is in order. We make dua also, together with the dua, we have to make effort also to make sure that our iman is in order. Because if unfortunately, may Allah protect us all, and today the environment is so dangerous, that a person loses his iman so easily, which has been explained in the hadith, a person is a believer in the morning, by the night he is a disbeliever. He's a believer at night, by the morning he's a disbeliever. So we have to be very careful. Then ulama have explained various types of kufr. One is kufr-e-takzib, that a person says, I don't believe in any of the necessities of deen, which is quite clear. He says, I don't believe in Allah, I don't believe in the farishtas, or he says, I don't believe in the life of the qabr, or he says, I don't believe in jannat and jahannam. And very, very sadly, there are those people who are present, who make namaz also, but they say openly, this doesn't make sense to us, so we don't believe in it. That is, the person lands himself out of the fold of Islam in that case. So all the things that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam informed us of, what we could not have perceived and understood, to believe in all of that, and that it is that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the most trustworthy, the most honest, that he told us on his word we believe, that is iman. Otherwise, a person will unfortunately land himself out of the fold of iman and Islam. The other is kufr-e-istikbar, that is the kufr that of pride, like shaitan, aba wastakbara wa kana min al-kafirin. Shaitan did not believe because of his pride. today also, as it is for almost all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, even for the Sahaba, those people who brought here, those people who disbelieve, they said about the Sahaba, "Nu'minu kama amana sufaha." Must we also bring iman like this? Na'uzu billah, stupid people have brought iman. That these people, they just, whatever is told to them, they accept it. They are just like sheep, just following and going along. And that is all pride which is in us. That these people, whatever you tell them, they're so gullible, they just believe it. Allah Ta'ala says, "Anukminu kama amana sufaha," that these people, who they are the real stupid people, who don't believe in the teachings of Deen, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the Quran. This pride of ours, that I'm a very great academic, I'm a very person of great intelligence, I can understand and I perceive things. These all other people, they just listen, whatever is told to them, they just accept and follow. This is all pride. And this can lead right to kufr also. So this is also a dangerous type of pride, which is also hidden within us, and we might not know it, and we might think that I know too much, but in fact I know nothing. Because if we don't believe in what Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us, then we are at a complete loss. Or like in our times now, that these people, they just believe what the Maulvis tell them. They can't think for themselves. They can't think further than they know than their noses. They just believe what all the Maulvis tell them. In other words, I know a lot. I know more than all the Maulvis also. And if we are referring to those Maulvis, ulama, who are teaching us what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, then these words of us are very, very dangerous. If they are teaching their own things, wrong things they are teaching, then of course that is a different story. But if they are teaching us what Allah and His Rasul has taught us, and we are making a mockery out of them, we're looking down upon them, I've got pride in me, I know more, I know better, this is also very dangerous. So iman is our greatest asset. There is nothing that can come anywhere near iman. Where we make dua, Allah protect us, our families and our iman, we also have to make the effort to see that our iman is intact. Wa akhiru dhalika.